chinuch for mitzvot, specifically at the moment for tefillin. So the Gemara says, when a child is old enough to be shomer his tefillin, his father is required to acquire for him tefillin. Right? All right, what does Rashi say is meant when the Gemara says he knows how to be shomer his tefillin? Anyone? Anyone?
No, I'm sorry.
Can I read that? Lishmar tefillin? Good, so he knows how not to go into the Beis HaKiseh. What did the Meiri add to that?
It was not just Beis HaKiseh.
Good, so two things. Meiri says it means not to go into the Beis HaKiseh, not to fall asleep. Two things that you can't do because of the
specific
status of the tone. That's a good question. I don't have an answer to that. But if you look at the Gemara in Brachos, what did the Gemara over here say? On Chaf Amud Beis. Chaf Amud Beis, take a look. Rashi says like this. Min HaTzfilin. So it's the Mishnah. Noshim. It really starts on Chaf. Noshim, Vavodim, Ketanim, Ptur Mikriyashma, Umanat Tfilin. So these are the general class of individuals that are part of from Mitzvahs. Noshim, Avodim, Ketanim, part of from Kriyashma, from Tfilin, Vechayavim, Betfila, Vechayavim, Tfila, Umazozo, Berkhus Amazon. So why are they part of from Tfilin? Vechayavim, Mazozo, Berkhus Amazon, and Tfila. So Rashi says, Mishum b'stam katan, it's the first Rashi on the Yomun, stam katan, eino yadei lishmar gufo, shlo yafiach behen. What do you see from this Rashi?
I mean, it's an involuntary...
No, but I'm saying, what do you see from Rashi that's required for chinuch of tefillin?
Sorry, can you read the Rashi?
It's not just that he won't go into the Beis HaKiseh, not just that he won't fall asleep, but why is it that the Ketanim here and cited in the Mishnah are potter? Oh, because the Stam HaKatan says Rashi, Eini Yodei Lishmar Gufo, Shlo Yafiach Behem. So not just the Beis HaKiseh, but also Shlo Yafiach Behem. Yes? Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It's fair.
Now Tosos is bothered by this Rashi. Because what's the implication of this Rashi? That Stam HaKatan, since he's not able to be shomer gufo to keep himself from being mefiach, then his father's not yet chayv to buy him tefillin. So what's the implication? What about our Gemara?
Are we just repeating the discussion that we had earlier?
Just repeating.
Well, our Gemara, where he says just lichanes beit kisei, that's something the father could see.
It's the first, last Tosus on Chaf Amud Aleph. Pirush HaKuntres katan shehigil l'chinuch. Says Rashi assumes that the Mishnah is talking about a katan shehigil l'chinuch. When the Mishnah says nashim avodim ketanim are patur from kriyashma and from tefillin. But yet they're chayiv in these other things. Oh, it must be because they're chayiv in mitzvos, begeder, chinuch. But for some reason, tefillin and kriyashma are things that they're not yet chayiv in, even though they're chayiv in mitzvos, midin, chinuch. So Tosus has a problem here. What's his problem? Tosus writes like this. Lo nihira. It's not clear. Why not? The hub, a paraclete of Hagazol, the one that we're dealing with, Arminon, Katan Hayodei Lishmar Tfilin, Aviv Chayav Liknos Lo Tfilin. So, what do you see from that? It's a basic question. What's the basic question? The basic question is that the Mishnah, according to Rashi over here, stands for the proposition that even when a child has reached the age of Chinuch, because it's hard to be Shomer Gufo, Shlo Yafiach Behen, he's still not yet chayev in tefillin. You're not chayiv in tefillin. Why? Because of special care that's necessary, which he doesn't have. So Tosafot asks the kasha. He says, one second. Look at the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah stands for the proposition that when a child eats at the age of chinuch, he is chayiv in tefillin. The father is chayiv to train him in mitzvah of tefillin. Aviv chayiv liknos lo tefillin. Alma, what do you see? Kishehegiya lechinuch, the shaychi beitun. Chayiv beitun. Chayiv beitun. Ubi kriyashma. Nami yesh lo chayiv al yosef, mishtam and medashka. Okay, then he goes on to talk about kriyashma. Right, so that's why he changed the direction here in the Mishnah. But the Rashba has a practical answer to this kasha. What's his practical answer? Does anyone understand the question before I get the Rashba's practical answer? It seems to be a stira. It seems to be an open kasha on Rashi. Rashi, you're telling me over here that the Mishnah means that a katan who has reached the age of chinuch, and because of the fact that he reached the age of chinuch, he's chayiv in these other mitzvos that are listed here, he's still potter from the mitzvah of tefillin. Why? Because tefillin stand alone in a certain regard, insofar as they require a special standard of protecting oneself from being mefiach. But that's a problem, because the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Sukkah says that when a child has reached the age of being able to be shomer gufo, he's chayiv. So what do you see, says Tosos? Oh, you see, when you reach the age of chinuch, it is shaykh to be mechayiv him in tefillin. Right? So the Gemara says, when he's able to be, there is a time when he reaches the age of being chayiv. There's an age of chinuch.
The two different ages of chinuch.
Oh, okay, good. So the Rashba says, like Avi Hirschman, that the sugi in Brachos is talking about a very young child that doesn't know how to be shomer tefillin. There is an age at which point the child is not able to be shomer tefillin. That's why he's not chayiv. But over here in our Gemara, we're talking about apparently a later period in time. And we mentioned earlier that really this is meduyak in the lashon of Rashi. Because what does Rashi say? What's Rashi's lashon? Stam. Stam tinok. A stam cotton. Eino yodei lishmor es gufo shlo yafiach ben. Okay, stam means that there are those that are beyond the average. You're right, an average child, whatever that means. At some point, you're not average anymore. You're above average. Maybe because you're older, you're still a cotton, you're still a child, but you're not within that average age, whatever that is. Now, what is the age? What's the age? What's the barometer that we use to measure when a child is going to be chayiv midin chinuch in the mitzvah of tefillin? Rashi says two different things. Rashi in Sukkah says what?
So at the point where he doesn't go into the bathroom.
And Rashi over here says, what's the point? When he's able to control his bodily functions.
Could be good at the same time.
They are the same thing?
It could be that there's really no...
There's no difference?
Yeah, it could be that...
Kid doesn't realize where he's walking, he doesn't realize not to walk into the bathroom with tefillin. That's the same age when a guy could control his bodily functions. They're the same age. I'm asking, I'm not...
I don't know, it could be. You'd say at age, three, four, kid knows not, when there's tefillin available. Like, when there's tefillin, you don't walk into the bathroom with tefillin. The father could teach him that. And then at the same time, he has the ability to control his bodily functions.
So why use the two different terms? I mean, are the Gemaras in these two places talking about two different things? Are they presenting two different steps? Are they presenting two different perspectives, two different ideals? I mean, what is it that the Gemara is trying to, in the way Rashi views them, what is it that the Gemara is trying to convey such that Rashi is using two different standards? Avi Hirschman is saying that the two Gemaras, although they're talking about chinuch, maybe they're talking about different aspects of chinuch,
yeah,
or different stages of chinuch. Is that what you mean? Okay, you want to flesh that out a little bit?
Yeah.
I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying.
The chinuch in brachos is worried more about once he has the tefillin on, the what he has to do or not do.
Well, let's dial it back a little bit. Which standard would you say is the earlier standard?
Shmira.
Which shmira? I mean, the lashon is shmira in both places.
The shmira of the tefillin in sukkah.
Not going to the bathroom. You're saying that sets in earlier? Not walking into to the bathroom?
That's pretty easy to do.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That sets in earlier? Okay. And lo yafiach is a higher standard? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I would guess.
Well, let's look at the Lashon of the Gemara one more time. What does the Gemara say? Start again. Lishmar tefillin. When he's able to wear tefillin, his father gets him tefillin.
It doesn't mention anything about him having to wear the tefillin.
Doesn't say chiv. Okay, keep going.
Yodeh ledavar.
Ledaber.
Ledaber. Aviv lamdo.
Melamdo. Melamdo. His father teaches him, starts teaching him Torah.
I have lamdo.
Lamdo?
Yeah. No, I mean.
Yeah. What, is that what you have also?
In okay. The here? Katan, Chiyuv, the no, we're in Rashi, sorry.
No, the Gemara.
Yep. Which one? Oh, we're in, okay.
Lamdo, yeah, you also have lamdo.
Okay. Okay, Avi Hirschman wants to say like this. That when the Gemara says that his father gets him tefillin, what does that mean? What do you want to say about the father getting him tefillin?
Purchasing?
Yeah, I understand he's purchasing, but what's he doing with that?
He's taking step one. Then.
Step one. Is he wearing the tefillin every day?
No.
Whatever they did. Whether they wore it all day or they didn't wear it all day. Does it sound like he's going full throttle with the tefillin now?
Not yet.
No, it sounds like an earlier stage, like a lesser involvement in the mitzvah. Maybe like an introduction into the mitzvah. That's what you're saying? Don't let me speak for you.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Huh?
That's what I'm saying.
You are saying that.
And that's why...
He's trying to distinguish between the Gemara says Chayev. Chayev means that, yeah, that's it, you got to do it now. As opposed to Aviv gets this for him. Aviv gets this from that sound. That means stage one of this mitzvah. The earlier stage of the chinuch. Get it for him maybe once in a while. You take it out, you show it to him. Wears it once in a while, but it's not a full, quote-unquote, chayev to do this, chayev to do that. Okay? So that's why Rashi uses what lashon where. So let's take that now, the next step. Can we work out the two Rashis now?
Yeah, could we just go through the lashon and the Gemara properly?
Rashi, the Mishnah just says he's potter from tefillin.
Okay.
And Rashi says, you know why? Because stama katan inu yodei lishmor gufo shlo yafiach behen.
So potter means tefillin. Implies that we're dealing with chayev, not necessarily
good.
For him.
So he wants to say that the cotton is not yet fully chayev.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean that Aviv doesn't get him tefillin yet.
So this is somewhere between step one and step two.
Right. You follow? You hear what Avi's saying? I'll say again. Right. What I think he's saying. He's saying these two Gemaras are not really at odds with one another. They're describing two different things. The Mishnah says that the kid's not chayev. He's not chayev, meaning the father's not mechuyev to introduce him fully to the mitzvah such that he has to do it every day like he would normally do if he was a bar chiyuva. He's not chayev. Tzitzis, once he's able to be misatev, no, he's chayev. That's it. You have to make sure he's wearing it all the time. Lenanea, he knows how to take the luv. That's it. Every sukkah, right. You have to make sure he's taking the luv. Tefillin. Tefillin is a daily mitzvah. Now, you can tell me the kid is just able to keep himself from walking into the basic kisei wearing tefillin. Now you have to make sure he wears tefillin all the time, every day? No. Avi Hirschman saying no. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says Aviv. Lashon lokeach lo tefillin.
Sorry,
lokeach lo
tefillin.
Yeah. Lokeach lo tefillin. Different lashon. Wants to imply something different. I like that.
Me too.
So how come he doesn't say Shlo Yafiach? Because Shlo Yafiach would be a higher standard. Shlo Yafiach is not for Lokeach, though. That's for Chiyuv.
So what does Amiri do then?
Which meaning?
When the Miri says
why it's different between lokeach lo tzil and lokeach lo tzitzis?
Because he adds in shlo lishem bahen.
In which stage?
He's saying yodei lishmor tzil.
Yeah.
So he says benikia shlo lishem bahen.
So and not go to Beis HaKiseh.
So obviously he feels that.
That's still, I think that's still earlier. I would say it's still fit. First of all, the Meir doesn't have to agree with Rashi. I mean, it's a different shita. But I would say that they could agree on this issue. Falling asleep and going to the bathroom, I would say, are things that are much more easy to control than to be Mefiach. I mean, Mefiach takes a higher level of awareness,
right.
Sensitivity. No? Okay. Let's take a look. I mean, not everyone has a... You want to get another brachos, maybe?
Yeah.
I want to take a look at this Rabbeinu Yonah. This Rabbeinu Yonah here, which I think might be important. This Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is like this. Noshin v'avodim k'tanim p'tur m'kriyashma. Pirush Rashi's out. It's Yiralef and Beis and the Dap Erif. Yiralef, Amar Aleph. Yiralef and Beis, the Dap Erif. Dibra Maska Mas Nisan.
Nashim Babar.
Yep. So listen to what he says, an unbelievable thing. Pirush Rashi Zal Dafilo Ketanim Shehegiyu L'Chinuch. Sound like he's understanding this is the Pshat and Rashi. Even Ketanim who reached the age of Chinuch for a particular mitzvah, Piturim, when it comes to Tfil on their potter. V'yei Shemakshin Alav Midaminim Besukha Kotn Hayadeh Lodaber Aviv Malamdo Torah Hayadeh Likro Aviv Malamdo Pasuk Rishon Shakir Shema Hayadeh Lishmar Tfilin. It's not really the exact order, but okay. Aviv Lokeh Tfilin V'yei Shlomar Tehasim Loka Amar Alder Chiyav Ela lahargilo b'mitzvos.
Just to get him acquainted with the mitzvos?
That's right. Isn't that what you're saying? That's what he wants to say. Aviv lokeach lo means that the father is just obligated to start introducing him to the mitzvah. Not to make sure that he does it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, what I was saying was that the Shemira... It's not that he's
wearing the tool,
and it's just...
Well, that's why. That's what he's saying. He's saying the reason why these two things are at odds is because they're talking about two different things.
Yeah.
Right? And it makes sense now for the two Rashis, and it makes sense now in terms of the difference in Lashon. Why it says Chai for some and Lokeachlo. Why it says Lokeachlo? Because Lokeachlo means now he's not have to be doing the mitzvah fully, because he's not really able to do the mitzvah fully. Why not? Oh, because he still can't control the fact that he might be Mefiah. And that's why over here it's aviv lokeachlo. When does that start? That starts at a much earlier time. When does that begin? That's when he's able to be showing himself and going to the Beis HaKiseh. When I look at the Mishnah Brachos, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Rashi says, "Oh, we're talking about a kid who's reached the age of chinuch, but yet he's not obligated yet. Why is he not obligated yet? Oh, because he hasn't reached this stage. He's not able to be showing himself and being mefiah." No, I thought this is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, not using the same words, but it's the same idea.
Same idea, okay. It's very good. You're very pleased with yourself.
I'm very pleased with myself.
Okay, good.
It's all inside, though.
It's what?
It's all inside. I don't like to show it.
Okay. A little nervous.
Well, no, that's
when he's saying, it's not the chiyuv, I think what he means is in terms of chiyuv on a contrary basis. Right? The hash, the lomar, the hasam lo ka'omar al derech chiyuv. It's not now that he has to be doing it as he would if he were chayiv, meaning daily or whatever, or all the time. Let's say you have a kid. He's a little kid. Right? He knows how to put on his clothes. 4 years old, 5 years old. He knows how to put on his clothes. But he's not going to keep his... he doesn't want to wear tzitzis. So what do you have to do? You have to make him wear tzitzis? Every day you have to tell him, listen, Daniel, you have to put on your tzitzis. You have to put on your tzitzis. He's going to fight you every day, but you have to do it because it's chayev. Or no, but you say, listen, every once in a while, you tell him, hey, you want to wear your tzitzis? Hey, you want to wear your tzitzis now? Look, you want to wear your tzitzis? Once in a while.
Cool Spider-Man.
That's right, whatever it is. That's more, I think that's what he's describing here. And you're trying to introduce the mitzvah to the kid, to prime him for it. at some point.
That's why it goes.
At some point.
That's why you see the change in language in the Gemara.
Yeah, I think that's good. I'm agreeing with you. It's two dinim. You want to say there's two dinim in chinuch. One is lahargilo, and one is sort of to treat him as being chayav. So look at this. The Avodas David says that idea that you're saying, Avi, is found already in the Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach is commentary to the Rambam. Listen to this. So the Rambam writes, Katan ben teisha shanim ubein esar shanim machan chanoso l'shav. So you have a child who's 9 or 10 years old, and you have to begin training him to fast on Yom Kippur. So you do it what's called l'shavos. Ketzad, how so? Haya ragio lechol b'shtei shavos b'yom. He would normally eat at, 8 o'clock. Machin also b'shalosh. You push him off a little bit. You tell him to eat at 9 o'clock. And so on and so forth. Then he goes on and says, Ben achas asrei shana. Achas asrei shana. Ben zachar ben nekeva. And you have 11-year-old, whether it's a male or female, bein zocher bein akeva, misana umashlim midirei sofrim, kidei lechanecho b'mitzvos. Kid 11, boy or girl, so that child has to fast more, apparently, than just sha'os. Misana umashlim midirei sofrim. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, umashlikotzim arav kan kidei lechanecho b'mitzvos. And earlier in the halacha, he writes, Nami kosov mechan chenoso l'sha'os. What's the difference between saying mechan chenoso l'sha'os and mechan chenoso l'mitzvos? Originally, Rambam says you train him for hours. You get him ready, you condition him a little bit for hours. And then later, Rambam says, no, you mechanach him for mitzvos. So what's the difference? Rabbeinu Manoach wants to make a distinction. And he said like this. There's two dinim in chinuch, like it says in the Gemara. Amar Rabba, trei chinuchei havu. Chad leinuye, chad laashlama. V'chinuch hashos, eino chova midrabanan, el chova hamutels al kol adam me'atzmo, l'lameid u'lahargil binov l'leches bedarke yosher. That first rule of shos, the mechanic of shos, says that is not Chova hamutelos. I'm sorry. Ain't a chova midrabanan. It's not a chiyuv midrabanan that the kid really must fast now midrabanan. It's not an obligation that the child, in terms of chinuch, must fast. Now he's understanding chinuch maybe not to be on the father necessarily. Slightly different than Rashi. Whereas Rashi understood that the chiyuv of chinuch is on the father to be mechanech the child. So he's saying over here, don't look at this first interim stage, the hours, the earlier age, as being a chiyuv midrabanan. To begin doing the mitzvah before you're actually chayiv in it, right? Ain't a chov midrabanan. El chov hamotels al kol adam me'atzmo l'lamed u'lahargil benov. It's a mitzvah that's upon me to train and sensitize my children. L'leches bedarke yosher, as it says in the pasuk, chanoch l'nar pidarko, and so on. U'kedei lahachnisam tachas kanfei hashchina. K'adaminon yodei l'daber. Once the child knows how to speak, aviv m'lamdo torah tzivalonu. Now let me ask you a question. The kid's 2 years old, 3 years old, you teach him Torah, Tzivah, and Moshe. What is that? That's a din Talmud Torah. It means anything to the kid?
No, but it's the first step.
Exactly. He wants to say that is that's the priming of the child. That's the priming of the child to sensitize him to these ideas. Later, they'll mean more. You can't wait till the kid is much older. And all of a sudden, listen, by the way, we have this whole system called mitzvos. Now you got to do X, Y, Z. It's too much. Not getting able to just all of a sudden adapt.
And we see that by the Maranos.
That what?
The Maranos. Because they couldn't tell the kids when they were young because they were interacting with their Christian
right.
peers.
Now what are they called now? They have those...
Marano.
I know, but today they have a whole group that they claim is from that period
of
time.
Yeah, there's a city in... just claimed to be in somewhere in Spain claimed to be Jewish.
Or they have these customs, like they...
Yeah.
They light candles in the basement Friday night or something. They don't know why. I'm not saying it's a joke.
Probably.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, correct.
It's fine that they have these throwbacks to that period of time when they did things, the conversos, when they did things in secret.
Yeah.
I forgot what they're called. when let's continue with the Rabbi Manoah. It says Va'achin chaza inu mutal ella al habonim lo al habonos. All right, that's a separate question. He's making that distinction between boys and girls. V'ha'inu darminan ben nazir shilhi perik misha amar harini nazir beno chayav lachancho bito ein chayav lachancho v'afal gav derish lakish teka amar lo afu lo amra ella b'hai chinuch rishon b'lo hashlama aval b'chinuch sheini, this latter chinuch, the chinuch of the 11-year-old d'ha'inu kishen b'nei yiral shana shachayav en lahashlam midar abonon shavim botinov v'tinokos botinov v'tinokos. Those, that later point in time when it's a din, the rabbanon, the actual training of the mitzvah, that already there's no distinction. Shere hishra kosov isha le'ish l'chol onshin shebetorah. V'hu adin l'onshin dehimi debesofim. I don't care. When it comes to obligations and punishments, they're the same. If that's the case, then you have a chiyuv to train them both. She'en adin nosim liyos atinokas petura lisanos b'makom shatino chayim lisanos. Just because she's a female, you're going to give her a pass for the tainus? So that's because of Rav Khan and what the Rambam wrote over here, Mas'ana u'mashlim midivrei sofer. Now he's talking about the rabbinic chiyuv of chinuch. U'lamaylo kasav machanchin also, v'lo kasav machanchin also l'shos midivrei sofer. Lefnei she'ein chinuch shos midarbon and klal, she'ein midarbon and chiyuv chinuch v'lo hashlamo. Meaning, kolomar sheyasa mitzvah ketikna ukemishpato b'shleimus. When the rabbanim were mechayev a mitzvah to be done midin chinuch, whether it's the father's obligation to train the child or whether it's the child's obligation to do the mitzvah, however you want to look at it, it says they were mechayev the mitzvah to be done the way it normally would be done.
So the steps that lead up to the actual whole mitzvah being done would not be considered chinuch.
Well, he's saying that's not called. I mean, the Rambam used the lashon chinuch for both. Rambam says one is called chinuch l'shaos and one is called chinuch l'mitzvos.
So who would hold chinuch l'shaos is not?
I'm sorry, chinuch, what's his lashon? I apologize. Chinuch. No, the second time he says misana u'mashlim midivrei sofrim kedei lachancho b'mitzvos, and the first time he says mechanchen osa l'shaos. So mechanchen osa l'shaos, that's lahargilo.
Heard you again?
That's not really midin chinuch per se, right? Because when you have to do a mitzvah midin chinuch, you have to do the mitzvah the way it would be done if you were really a bar chiyuva. You don't give a child a lemon and tell him, listen, there's a mitzvah called an esrog. That's not chinuch, right? But when it comes to lahargilo, you could show him the esrog, maybe let him hold the esrog, you know, a little bit, whatever it is. It doesn't seem to be that it has to comport to all of the dictates of the mitzvah per se. Can't be something totally different, right? It's still to be margulim in the mitzvah. Like here, to fast l'shaos. The kid's a young kid. He's 9, 10 years old. What does it mean, fasting from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock? He's pushing off to fast for 1 day, 1 hour. Is that kemen fasting? Is it chinuch and fasting? Well, if it was chinuch and fasting, then they would tell you, no, you got to fast. Oh, you ate, you got to keep fasting. And even after you ate, you have to still not eat. Why? Because now you're mechuyev to act as you would if you were chayev in the mitzvah. But when you're in that earlier stage, says the Rabbeinu Manoach, that's not really the mitzvah of chinuch in mitzvahs. It's l'hagilo, what he calls chinuch l'shaos. You know, the Rambam's lashon of chinuch l'shaos. In other words, the chiyuv of chinuch midrabanan is only at the point where the kid can do the mitzvah properly. You can't mean to chayav the child in tefillin until he can keep himself in flatulence. To be magil him? Oh, that as long as he doesn't walk into the bathroom, he's at the stage where you could begin sensitizing him to the mitzvah. Right? But this new stage is a big chiddush. What do you say from this also? It's same thing for Talmud Torah. You don't have to sit down and necessarily teach the kid Torah when he's so young, but you got to be margulim first. You have to be margulim. You tell him things. You tell him certain things. once in a while, you remind him, Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe, you know, you sing songs with him, whatever it is. That's an idea of being margil. It's not just a child's play. It's a real idea. The kid knows how to speak, so now you teach him Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe. That's a din Talmud Torah. The kid can speak at 3 years old, 2 years old. I mean, what is he? He understands what he's saying. He understands what it means, Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe. No, but that's an idea of being margil. In addition to the mitzvah of chinuch per se, which would set in maybe a few years later, till that point, you still have a chiyuv to be margil.
And again, margil means?
To make him
susceptible.
To familiarize, I would say.
Indoctrinate.
Indoctrinate is a negative connotation. But like when someone's margil, it's familiar to him. He's familiar with it.
Why Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe? Why not?
I don't have to say, that's a good question. Why they chose that?
What's the definition of it? What's the translation?
Torah. I mean, I guess it's the most basic. It's the most basic idea, right? We have this thing called a Torah.
It's commanded to us.
That Moshe, the prophet Moshe, told us that, you know, delivered it to us from Hashem. We don't say that all in that whole verse, but Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe.
Is the heritage of the congregation?
Yeah, I'm saying that's the most basic. Yisod, other than the creation of the world and the existence of God. In terms of mitzvahs, see, I think that's why, because we're talking here about mitzvahs. In terms of mitzvahs, in terms of chinuch, in terms of educating a child to be a practicing Jew, talking to him about the creation of the world, talking to him about God, that doesn't fit into that category. You're right, that's a much more basic thing that you at some point you have to teach the kid. But in terms of mitzvahs, which is what we're dealing with here, that has no role. It's Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe. That's the most basic idea of chinuch mitzvahs. Why do you do this? Why am I going to do this? Why? Right? I'm 3, I'm not doing anything. But when you start telling me when I'm 5 and 6, you start telling me, do this, do that. Why should I do it? Oh, I remember you sensitized me to the fact that Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe. That's the hergel. That's the earliest hergel that you can give a child for why you do mitzvahs. Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe. I think it's great. Listen, maybe this is pasha to everybody, but it wasn't pasha to me. I think it's a big yisod.
You mean Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe?
No, this idea that there's two ideas in chinuch. It's the chinuch and the mitzvah, and then there's the earlier stage of just being margil the child. This Rabbeinu Manoach openly.
I just assumed that they're all pre-chinuch.
This Rabbeinu Manoach openly says that. I mean, what Avi Hirschman was mechadish was really being mechavi to Rabbeinu Manoach.
Intellectual understanding in terms of these two.
You're doing something wrong by shirking this responsibility.
Something's lacking.
So yeah, maybe you wouldn't say I'm lacking in the midst of chinuch. I don't know. You're lacking in a component of chinuch. That's the way it seems.
You've been marginalized.
What's that?
If you don't do it, then you're marginalizing chinuch. Marginalizing.
Let me just. The Shulchan Aruch, the way the Shulchan Aruch presents this halacha is as follows. Now, this is something that we need to really take up. This is something that we really need to take up, because at what age is it that we're talking about? We didn't really say what age these things are. You want to know if everyone got to appreciate that? Yes. So the Mechaber says in Seif Gimel, Katan is Lamed Zayin Gimel. Katan Hayodeya Lishmor Tefillin B'Tahara. And look what he lists. Shelo Yeshein Behem. I'm sorry, Shelo Yeshein. That's the meaning. Shelo Yafiach Behem. Rashi in Brachos. Says the Ramah, Shelo Likanes Behem L'Beis HaKiseh. You got all 3 of them now, right? You have the 2 Rashis and the Meiri. Mechaber has all of them. Yes?
Yeah, sorry.
No apologies necessary. Katnai De Lishmor Tefillin B'Tahara. What does it mean? Shelo Yeshein. Shelo Yafiach Behem. Shalei Kanes, the Ramah says, Behan Lebeis HaKiseh. Says the Mechaber, if that's so, then you know what? Chayev Oviv Liknos Lo Tefillin L'Chanchav. He has to get Tefillin to be Mechanechem. He has to buy him Tefillin to be Mechanechem. The Ramah says, you know who this is? Who this child is? Yeshalom and the High Cotton, Dafka Shehu Ben Yud Gimel V'Yom Echad. This is only once the kid's a bar mitzvah. Only once he's 13 and he knows how to prevent himself from being mefiach, and he knows how to prevent himself from falling asleep, and he knows how to stay out of the bathroom, then you have to do this. So first of all, you see something pretty unbelievable here, that there is an idea of chinuch even after the child reaches the age of 13.
After the 13.
And that's right. The Mechaber says you have to get him tefillin to be mechanachim. The Ramah says, oh, some say this only means this only applies as of the time.
It could mean that there is no din of chinuch by
for tefillin. Okay, could mean that also. So this Ramah is based on the Baal Itor. And the Ramah concludes with regard to the Shita v'chei nagu. This is the minig v'ein l'shanos. Ramah himself says we should not deviate from this minig. Okay, what do you say about that? How are we going to work that out now? Kid's 13. He's chayiv mitzvos. Forget about chinuch. He's chayiv mitzvos. But all of a sudden, we have this sheet of the Baal Eater. It says, no, but tefillin is different. If he doesn't have bishomer tefillin, he's not chayiv.
No, so all those aspects of shmirah of tefillin are things that the father has to do beforehand. Then when it comes to the actual mitzvah of tefillin...
But what does it mean, katan? What I mean, how does the Baal Eater learn that when the Gemara says, katan this? So he says, oh, that means the kid's 13 already. He's a katan. If he's a katan and he knows how to do it, then you have to do it. Yeah, you have to, then the father has to be a mechanachem.
It's wild.
No?
Again, mechanach means...
Then the father has to teach him. The father has to start training him to do the mitzvah. But according to the Baal Eater, oh, the father only has that obligation once he's 13 and knows how to do all these things. So the Prima Gadol asks this kasha. He asks a very simple kasha. He says, what do you mean? The kid's 13? That's it. He's on his own. What do you mean the father now has to buy him tefillin? Okay, practically today, I mean, that's the way it's going to work. But in terms of halachically, whose obligation is it? Right, whose obligation is?
At 13, it's now the child's obligation.
Yeah, it's like a bris mila. The father didn't do what he's supposed to do. Kid turns 13. Whose obligation is it now? It's his obligation.
Who asked the kasha on the Ramah?
It's really on the Baal Eitor Shita. The Baal Eitor Shita is the Ramah Shita, but it's the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim asked this kasha.
And the Prima Gadim says, how can you say Hinuch exists after 13?
Yeah. Why is the according to the Baal Eitor, how is the Baal Eitor learning this Gemara to mean that the father is chayav to give the kid tefillin when he's 13 and knows how to do all these things?
The Baal Eitor cited by the Ramah.
Yeah. So how would you answer this kasha?
I have an hinuch after the child is 13.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who would have ever thought that hinuch stops at 13?
Okay, good. Why?
I mean, I would have always... there's a general paradigm of learning till you die.
No, that's true. But as far as my obligation as a parent to train my child to do mitzvos... Maybe now the kid is 13. He's a bar chiyuva. He's a bar hachi and mitzvos. It's his obligation. What kind of chinuch is there? Chinuch means that you're not really obligated to this mitzvah yet, minat Torah. But the rabbis came along and said, no, you're of a certain age, you're of a certain level of proficiency. We want you to start doing this mitzvah.
Yeah. So now, even though you are obligated, there are still nuances. There are still kiyums. There are still
that
references
what?
that would be useful, good for the parent to teach the kid.
So what kind of chinuch is that?
It's a post-hinuch. It's just Talmud Torah, I guess. Or
no, he's talking here about mitzvahs, though. He's not talking about Talmud Torah. That also, that chiyuv for sure is done. Doesn't this seem like is this the chinuch where I'm mechuyu midrabbanan to teach my child to do the mitzvah, to train him to do this mitzvah? Because he's not yechayev. No, because he is chayiv now. He's 13. He's chayiv in tefillin. So what kind of chinuch? What do you mean chinuch?
Well, now teaching.
What do you see from here? I mean, at least according to the Baal Yitzhar.
Well, we see.
But like you're saying intuitively, you know, that the father still has some obligation to make sure the kid's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a chinuch per se, but it's something.
It's like your pre-chinuch. Now you have post-chinuch.
Yeah, that's right.
Kid, even the kid now on his own, in terms of the obligation to do mitzvahs, the father can't just wash his hands.
Right.
Your father can't say, okay, that's it, you're on your own, I'm finished. But, I mean, when it comes to tefillin, we do have to work it out, because, the Gemara seems to be talking about this in the context of the regular chinuch.
I mean, on another note, one could say, on Pesach, the child is obligated to learn from the father. The father is obligated to teach his son. The son has to ask the questions of the dad, even if he's like 50 years old.
Right, but again, that's a different din. That's a different, you know, kishalcha bincha, vikatel bincha. It's still your ben. That's still your ben. No one's not saying that this child is not your ben. We're saying that when it comes to the mitzvah of chinuch, that always sets in rabbinically before the Torah imposes an obligation.
Yep.
Whenever that is. But once the Torah's obligation is there, there's no chinuch in the strict sense of the word.
Because
the chiyuv exists.
There's teaching, though.
There's teaching.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not chinuch in the sense that I'm training you to do this mitzvah. The mitzvah is yours. You're chayav to this mitzvah.
Right.
But you want to say that I'm obligated on some level
to
further teach you.
Yeah.
To keep you on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
But here it's talking about the mitzvah. And I still have to make sure you do the mitzvah. I still have an obligation. I can't just look the other way.
Okay, fine.
Right?
Sure. I guess that works.
I mean, that's... Right, we'll stop here, and maybe we'll pick up with this tomorrow. And maybe we'll see the Baal Iter inside. If you guys want to start early, before I give out the Marmakonos, we have a Baal Iter here. The Baal Iter is in Shar Zion. I'm sorry, Shar Rishon Chelek Zion.
In the back.
In the back. Shar Rishon Hilchos Tefillin, Shar Rishon Chelek Zayin. Take a look there, and maybe we'll flesh that out a little further. What's your story? Sticking around today?
Not today. Tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, hopefully.
And then what? You're booking out?
Then I start classes.
Oh, what's your schedule? Let's get that straight. You guys are here, right, for the rest of the month, for sure?
June.
Physically?
Nine. Yeah.